grab the place. Grab everything you can find. Yes, you did. And you even rob the blind. You must see one I think. Oh my funeral. And I know who, no one very young. Yet you want I oh my funeral. Make your friend come claim.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Word of the Day. That was Whip It by Devo, and you're listening to Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris. Hello.
And Zach, what's our word today?
The word of the day today is it.
It. Pronoun. Used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. Used to identify a person. Used in the normal subject position in statements about time, distance, or weather. Used in the normal subject or object position when a more specific subject or object is given later in the sentence. Other stuff, including, highlights as exactly what is needed or desired. Or denoting a person or thing that is exceptionally fashionable, popular, or successful at a particular time.
Like me.
And even, in children's games, the player who has to catch the other. It's from the Old English word hit, neuter of he, of Germanic origin, related to the Dutch het. Do we have a sentence, Chris?
So, can you pass it over here?
We're talking about, like,
the piece of
cake I have, right?
It means whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
It's at this point in time that we'd like to remind the viewers that this is going to be one of the more intellectually stimulating episodes, because as you can tell, the pronoun it needs to be in reference to a previous noun. We're not going to have that previous noun, so you need to use context clues.
We are rebels.
With causes, though, to enlighten the populace as to the meaning of these ambiguous it's a song titles.
It's, come on, it's a linguistic show. I mean, we need to have some hard mental weightlifting every once in a while.
Let's play another song and we'll get right into it. Another song or two.
I agree. Let's go in with another throwback. This one is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we
is this it?
That was The Strokes with Is This It? And the real question I have for you, Chris and Zach, what's it?
Or what was it?
Yeah, I mean, it could still be going on.
I believe in that song, for a serious answer, it in that case refers to...
The plight of African children?
Yes.
Okay.
Precisely.
The song has lyrics. I just heard gargling.
That's The Strokes for you.
Okay. Yeah, Julian Casablancas is well known for
his
mumbling.
His name is Julian Casablanca.
Casablancas.
That's so elegant.
Yeah.
If I'm ever in, like, a murder mystery and I have to, like, dress up as, like, one of those fancy women, like in Clue, that's gonna be my name.
Hello, good sir. My name is Julian Casablancas.
And you know what the person will say when they find out that it's been you the entire time?
I don't think that's his real name.
They'd say, it was Chris. Or in this case, it was Julian Casablancas.
And then I can be like, I did it the whole time. Because really, in a murder mystery of the three of us, I'm totally the murderer.
100%. We should really just kill you in the beginning anyway, just to get it over with.
No.
Okay,
this isn't a horror movie.
I've thought about this before. Daisy or Zach... Sorry.
I die first.
Yeah, no, you're going to be like the one that's like, that sound wasn't anything. It was just the wind. So you're done. And then you're going to get lost because you're going to lose your light or something. And then I'm going to bravely fight him off until the brink of morning. But
oh,
I'm
you mean too. You mean you think Charlie's the sympathetic death?
No, he's
like
the one
who you don't
want
to die, but then he's like walking through the basement and then he drops his flashlight and then he like his glasses fall off his face and he's like, I can't see without my glasses, like Velma.
No,
and then
he gets murdered.
I'm
thinking more like you know how like in every horror movie there's always like the cheerleader who's like running through a forest.
Yeah,
that'll be Charlie.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think he's the sympathetic death.
Go team.
No, you're gonna be like,
no,
hey,
I'm
of
the
course
girl.
He didn't believe it, death.
Yeah.
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 You think so? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought I would be the...
Most
the,
definitely.
No.
I thought I'd be the girl who waits outside and then thus gets murdered first.
Why?
No, you're
why,
like the dude who's like, I'm gonna go check it out just because I want to prove it's nothing.
No, I am
yeah,
not
totally
that person.
You. Oh my god, no.
No,
that's
I'm not
you.
Brave enough and I'm too superstitious.
You're superstitious?
Yeah, since when are you superstitious?
What are you superstitious
I'm pretty
about?
Superstitious.
What, do you think the writing's on the wall or something?
Are you one of those people
no
that like
that
doesn't
means.
Step on a crack or like throw salt over their shoulder?
Well, no, but like I do like knock on wood for a lot of things and I really do like, I don't know, man.
Also, to elucidate your confusion over my reference, that was a reference to Stevie Wonder's Superstitious.
Oh, very strange.
I haven't heard that song in
yeah.
7 years. I know what I'm doing today. Sorry, what were we talking about?
How Zach would be the first to die.
Right.
I would definitely be the first to die. That's why I think I'd be the girl who's so scared that she waits outside
yeah, but,
and then gets
but
killed
But she's
first.
Never the first to die.
Yeah,
she's
she
like
is.
The second
no,
to
die. No, she's always
Wait,
the
when
first
you say
Oh, so you're talking like the first to die to alert the others that there's something going on.
Yeah.
No.
I'm assuming we already know something's going on.
Well, okay, so then when you say wait outside, what is the setting? Are we like in a forest?
Like
or
a house.
Mansion? Okay, we're in like a like
a
mansion.
Normal house or like a mansion house?
It could be either.
Is it a haunted mansion?
I think either of them works.
Do you remember
and
that?
what's the thing? Is it a person or is it a ghost? Or is
that?
It the trees? Because we're in an M.I. Shyamalan movie.
I don't think... The Happening. I feel like if I'm outside and it gets me... then that means it can't be something supernatural because supernatural would usually be confined to the house. However, I think it would always be worse for the people in the house.
Okay, but like, have you seen Eddie Murphy's...
Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Of course I have.
Yes, the cinematic masterpiece of a generation.
Yes.
And also, guess what I'm going to do this weekend now?
Watch Eddie Murphy's Haunted Mansion.
As a matter of fact, that is correct.
So
we're changing it from High School Musical. Executive decision. Anyway... what are we talking about?
It is a good movie.
What is that?
I haven't seen
no,
it.
No, Haunted Mansion is a good movie.
I thought you were referring to the
Tim Curry movie.
Like
I have also never seen it because it scared the shit out of me.
I'm going to go out of the order. Let's play another song. I'm going to go out of the order now just for the sake of a segue.
Yes.
Because if I were ever to be murdered, I would hope that they would kill me in a certain way, that they would perhaps do it clean.
By Echo and the Bunnymen.
This is Do It Clean by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Sorry.
That was Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine.
Shake It.
Yes.
After Echo and the Bunnymen's Do It Clean. So, what do you think Florence wants us to shake out? Do you think it's just a general exhortation to get, like, the juices flowing and get it out of your system?
Well, I think, I think she's more specifically talking about rattlesnake venom.
I think that's fair.
You
Although,
need to
do you,
shake it out.
Do you shake out rattlesnake venom? I thought you suck out
you
rattlesnake venom.
You suck it
venom.
Out, but I think if you Hot. Don't, if you're unable to do that, then a good shaking motion, get some centripetal force going.
I don't really think that's how it works.
I'm
but
really
like,
sure that's not how it works.
I mean,
we're gonna Google this
the
later,
venom's in
and
there
I'm
somewhere.
Gonna preview all the shades of wrong.
Okay, yeah, I'm making
50
a joke
shades
here.
Of
I
wrong.
Actually, I am.
I know.
I'm aware that that's not how you
I know,
treat a
but we just don't like your jokes.
Thanks. Wait,
was that a joke?
I made a really bad Van Gogh pun earlier off the
it
air.
It was really bad.
Chris and I were just riffing on this idea that...
Just impressionism.
I was talking about seeing Janelle Monáe in concert, and Charlie says...
No, Chris went with, like...
Oh, you saw Monáe in concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Cézanne...
And then we started talking about impressionist music careers, and then Zach went with a really bad pun that we won't repeat on the air. Because this is a family show.
I went to Van Gogh's reunion tour.
No.
He really doesn't have the ear anymore.
Boo. I was going to turn your mic off, but you beat me to it.
You're welcome.
All right, there goes all our listeners.
So what was it in Do It Clean?
I don't care anymore.
I think that,
okay.
I think that entails
your pun has killed
like,
me.
Like cleaning something.
I think just in general that song's just like, yeah, if you're going to do something,
don't do it messy.
Do it right. And keep it clean.
Like making an omelet. Mm.
Like a radio show.
Because if you don't fold it correctly, you're just going to have a mess in my personal
That's
omelet
very
experiences.
True.
Or like you're living with someone, keep that room clean.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Chris is at odds with the cleanliness of his roommate.
Who won't
it's
listen
fine.
To this
it's
show.
Fine.
100%. Unless he's secretly a really good roommate and is listening to the show.
I'd be every shade of skeptical.
Oh yeah, and so so Chris, what does he say when you're like, "Hey, why did you leave your clothes out again, like you do always?"
Well, funny you should ask. He says, which coincidentally dovetails very nicely, by the way, Daisy, into our next song. It Wasn't Me.
Oh, that's what... Oh, I was going down... Oops, I did it again, but...
Oh.
It Wasn't Me makes sense,
work.
Too.
It Wasn't Me makes a lot of sense.
Also, like, he would apologize for not doing laundry.
Yeah.
You know who
No,
you are.
I feel like an excuse makes more sense.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, it looks like Shaggy wins this one out. This is... this is...
Oh, once again.
This is It Wasn't
like
Me.
Like the time he ate my peanut butter, and he said...
It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
It totally was.
This is that song.
Yo, man. Yo. Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you bring a doorman access to your villa. Trespass on a witness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. I had tried to keep
her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Make sure no say that she really not the right for Vix. I never used to see her make the jig a low flex. As somebody else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whatever things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
Straight off the Bombasta collection, that's Shaggy with It Wasn't Me. And meanwhile, Chris isn't denying anything. You have something for us, don't you?
I forgot that this was the thing. Okay. I have a thingy.
Public service announcement.
Thank you.
PSA. And
storm season, emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season. With power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than... More likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let others scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm in the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts. And now we're just going to throw it over straight to another pronoun in another song.
Here It Goes Again by OK Go.
Just when you think you're in control,
That was OK Go with Here It Goes Again.
Fantastic song.
Yeah, so what's going again?
What? I'm sorry, I like temporarily.
I mean, it's just the standard.
What's going again?
Our standard MO today, Chris, is just what does the it mean?
What does the it mean?
Yeah, and here it goes again.
I believe that going refers
to our co-host, Zach.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm going again, but I'm also continually going. So there was never a point where I stopped being going.
Zach's last name is Going.
Yes.
It's entertaining to me. Because it's like a pretty cool last name.
Yeah, your last name is a gerund.
Thank you. It was kind of made up. But
is there a story behind it?
It all happened,
I think it was a
in
great
the early 1900s at Ellis Island.
Not Ellis Island, but definitely during immigration.
When Zach was coming to America because he's an immigrant.
Yeah, I think it was definitely an attempt to Americanize, and I'm not really exactly sure who did it, but they thought going was a common name, apparently.
Yeah, it isn't.
It isn't.
Your last name's weird.
Yeah.
And you should feel bad.
There are being other goings in the country that I'm not related to.
Yeah, everyone should
being
be this.
Being different is really bad, and you should try to push down deep inside of yourself and just never think about how different you really are.
Just be a drone going around doing the same thing every single day.
Always be conforming.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely what all forms of media have told me since before I was born.
Yeah,
and
fascism.
Disney Channel original movies always telling me to conform. You know, the message of each Disney Channel original movie. Stick to the stuff you know. Stick to the status quo.
Yeah.
Bop to the top. That's a good song. I saw it like yesterday when I was like trying really hard not to do Spanish homework, and it was so toe-tappy and so catchy.
It is really catchy.
Yeah. I prefer High School Musical 2.
I haven't seen any of them.
I've only seen one.
Really? You've never seen High School Musical 2?
High School Musical 2, I did not see it.
See, I'm not even a big fan, but I've seen High School Musical 2.
I was sick that day, so I was like the day of the premiere, so I was just like sleeping. And then High School Musical 3 I didn't see because it was in theaters, and I don't go to theaters because I don't work at Somerville Theaters. Unlike a particular.
I mean, I still went to the movies when I didn't work at the theater.
There was a big time when I never went to the movies, but
I see like two movies a year.
I enjoy the movies.
Last year it was like Inside Out and like Jurassic World. And
that's a really weird selection.
I know. I only see ones that I like really, really want.
Jurassic World is. I don't know why you really wanted to see Jurassic World.
A lot of people really wanted to see it.
My parents were like, "Do you want to see Jurassic World?" And I was like, "Dinosaurs are good. I like a good dinosaur fight."
I don't know. I think. The
dinosaur
movies
fight.
Nowadays you don't
dinosaur fight.
I do like dinosaur fighting.
Love dinosaur
but
fights.
Nowadays since the movies are all digital projection anyway, there's actually no reason to see it.
Have you heard unrelated.
I mean other than like human interaction, which is great.
In like Taiwan like last week or something at the Taiwan like aquarium of aquariums, there were two sharks that got in a shark fight.
That's
and one
amazing.
Of the sharks ate the other shark. And I was like, I'm really glad this is happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the details of how the shark ate the other shark.
I could have seen this shark fight. I wish it was caught on film.
You know, that is such a disturbing image to me. I need to get it out of my system. Right, Charlie?
Yeah.
How should I go about that?
By shaking it, not out, because we've already done that.
Yeah, I've tried to shake it out.
Now we have to adapt. And,
wait, is that on Spotify?
And we gotta shake it off. No, this is from our handy-dandy music playing software.
I forgot we can do that.
Yeah, so this is Taylor Swift. Shake It Off. Chris won't contain himself, and neither will we. Or not, because I just made it go away.
Oh, no.
Make it not go away, Charlie.
Give me a sec, guys.
It takes a second.
This is Shake It Off by, I hope, Taylor Swift.
By Squad. Yes.
I'll stay out too late. Got nothing. Go on too many dates.
Isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
That was Britney with Oops, I Did It Again. Yes. And I mean, I'm going to guess from the lyrics that what she did again was played with your heart.
That.
And got lost in the game.
Something negative. Because she is.
She
does
get lost in the game.
Expletive.
Does that mean, like, sports?
Yeah, she was playing actually backgammon.
I did it again.
And she just got so engrossed in the backgammon.
I thought that was a card game.
It's a board game.
Well, yeah, she made one of the classic blunders in backgammon.
Oh, I thought it was like,
and then oops.
Yeah, one of the classic.
I did it again.
One of the classic blunders in backgammon is when you fall in love.
I thought that it was like one of those things where.
No. Chris, the first rule of backgammon is don't fall in love.
Well, I thought it was like how in football when they say like first down, like heaven knows what that means, like something like that.
You just don't know the rules of sports.
Exactly.
First down
is
there.
He's not
knowing lost in the game because I don't know what the rules are.
You didn't get lost in the game.
No, you're lost, Chris.
Because of the game.
No, Chris. Charlie.
Getting lost in the game would be so engrossed in, say, the Mets playing the Royals in the World Series that you forget to do all of your work.
Yeah, and then you take some laps down the hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you cry.
I didn't cry.
You totally cried.
No.
You totally
cried.
No,
I didn't cry. I actually didn't.
I'm willing to bet a lot of money that you cried. And you're just not.
You want to write me a blank check? Like on that Disney comedy?
I'm going to write you a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name.
Okay, cool.
Okay, what is the name of that DCOM? Because I was bringing it up the other day.
Blank check.
Is it called blank check?
It's just blank check.
That's a great one.
The kid gets a blank check and he just has fun.
Or a millionaire or something.
It's carefree. And then
how frivolous imagine my scarves I'd buy.
And then
the answer's all of them.
And then I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming the debt collectors come and break his kneecaps.
I'm assuming that the Internal Revenue Service comes in and takes away 30% of it.
An American story.
Yes.
Brought to you by Disney. Nothing. You know what they say, nothing gold can stay because it all goes to the IRS.
This is Disney's attempt at neorealism.
No, that was Disney's remake of The Bicycle Thieves when a 12-year-old stole a bicycle and then went to jail for Grand Theft Auto. And it's all in badly dubbed Italian.
Yeah, this is Disney's attempt at an Italian war film in which every character dies.
Disney's had war films.
Has every character died? Actually, name one that's not Cadet Kelly.
What is Cadet... Oh, okay. Disney war film.
Cadet Kelly is Hilary Duff goes to military school, for those of you that are uninitiated.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Okay. Disney war film.
DCOMs specifically, but if you can name a Disney war film
where they
other than
reference
that.
A war or where
okay, well,
it revolves around a war.
I wouldn't necessarily say reference war, because if you want to do reference war, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe directly...
Mulan.
That is true.
That's
yeah.
true. I mean, it's not
yeah.
like a straight
Mulan
Disney
is a war
comedy,
film.
What you gonna do about
I'll
that, Daisy?
That.
What's
well,
that?
Remember, I was saying
what's
DCOMs.
Was right? What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over.
Whatever,
how right
Chris.
I am.
Chris was what was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's play another song.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you know Chris is right, and
hey, Zach,
give it up.
Hey Zach, you remember that time you were wrong just now?
I gotta
Good
give it up.
Times.
I got to give it up by Marvin Gaye. I was wrong.
Here we go.
You in wrong.
That was Got to Give It Up, Part 1 by Marvin Gaye. And you know what? I think that he's giving up the magic of his song to one... Why am
Did
I
you
forgetting?
Have a plan
I'm blanking on his
this,
name. He of Blurred Lines. Robin Thicke. Excuse me, I did not remember the name. Oh, your mic's not on, Zach? Oh, I might keep it that way thanks to your pun earlier.
Or how you were wrong earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
hey,
not been...
Hey, dude, I gave it up to you.
It hasn't been the most distinguished show for young Zachary Going.
See, I think I've been on my game today, personally.
No, that pun was terrible.
I loved that pun.
And
I thought that was fantastic.
No, you're like that thing when the Seattle Seahawks are like, all right, we have 20 seconds left in the Super Bowl. Let's just chuck it, and maybe it'll work.
Did Chris just make a sports reference?
Yeah, you did, and it was actually a pretty decent sports reference.
My knowledge on sports is very high.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, Chris?
It's this Sunday?
Yeah,
it is. Are you going to do it ironically just for the commercials?
Every year. What?
Are you going to do it ironically just for the commercials?
That's not ironically. Even if you're watching for the game, I'm only watching just for the commercials.
Like
the commercials
I'm
are
the
fun.
Super, I'm watching the Super Bowl just for the commercials, man.
No, I'm going to wait until BuzzFeed and YouTube tell me which ones are the funniest.
Exactly, like that's what everyone does.
Yeah, like a human.
Seriously, why are these people even paying for these ad slots?
Is the football thing even
Cheetos is sure going to make an ad that is worth multi millions of dollars.
And it will just creep out.
Would it be bad if I Siri'd when the Super Bowl is because I don't believe you?
It's tomorrow.
It's not
Sunday.
I don't believe you.
It's
Sunday.
It's right now.
I believe it's Sunday at
give me
6.
One moment.
No, you can Siri live on air. It's not going to give you anything.
When is the Super Bowl?
Chris is Siri-ing right now.
Wow, it's this Sunday.
What time is it?
At 6:30.
Oh, okay.
I set my phone in military time, and I've gotten really good at it.
Yeah, I mean,
18:30.
I've gotten used to it. I don't remember where they're playing. I think it might be.
Can I guess?
It might be Arizona.
The Rose Bowl.
No, they never play in the Rose Bowl.
The Smoothie King Center of Sports Game Dive.
The Jamba Juice Sports Center.
And that's all we have time for today here on Word of the Day.
It's Smoothie King Sports Center.
Wait, so we need to end with a question. What is it?
It is whatever you want it to be.
It is just a Western construct.
It is the product of context clues.
I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
And I'm going to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday, maybe.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Producer Zach.
Yes, thank you, Producer Zach, not Producer Danny.
This is
Producer Danny has been dropping the ball.
Yeah, he has.
Producer Danny, who
dropping
put this
the ball,
on his resume.
Dropping the ball more than the Seahawks did.
Literally, they're presidents of dropping the ball.
This is Montel Williams? No, Montel Jordan. Montel Williams is the guy from the Money Mutual commercials.
No, that's the name if we ever do that
it
murder
actually,
mystery
yeah.
we were talking about earlier.
Montel Williams.
Montel Williams actually, and Julian Casablancas take the little, the best little whorehouse
it
in Texas.
It sounds like a soap opera. I love it.
Are we allowed to say that word?
Yes.
Soap opera?
Okay. House? Okay.
House?
This is
okay, bye everybody.
Okay, this is how we do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It
bye.
Is.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, they